Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hello?
Hello.
What's going on?
That was incredibly noisy.
What?
Were you demolishing a house?
Mostly.
Okay. The pounding continues. She said on Pornhub.
Part two of two.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Weird combination of uppers and downers.
You know what? It's funny, but I have kind of the same experience with lefters and righters. Oh, man. Which, you know, in order to correct that, they give me deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper.
I'll meet you at 0-0.
And deeper. 0-0. Is that a geometry joke that we just made?
I think so.
I don't know. It's tough. 0-0 would technically be equilibrium.
My TI-83 out.
Oh, man. I missed that. I was thinking about this. Like, just kind of like, yeah, you know, I was in school and I did okay. And I was, you know, relatively successful at, you know, test taking and everything, and thinking about how well I did at math. And then I was thinking, man, so how did, like, why do I suck so badly at math now? Like, I can do, you know, basic stuff, you know, statistics, but like, I couldn't tell you like how to calculate sine or cosine or do any kind of like anything above like basic trigonometry, you know? Like, I can solve for a variable and stuff like that, but, you know, the various equations that you would need to do to do base level calculus or things. I was thinking, wait a minute, I had a graphing calculator, which, you know, that doesn't mean anything if you're able to calculate and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But you could program a graphing calculator, which in and of itself doesn't mean anything, except that any equation that I had to memorize, I would just write that in as code. Okay? And, you know, just like in order to be able to take those tests. And it's like I would put it in as code. It wouldn't execute. But if I needed a refresher, it was like a cheat sheet built into this machine that I was just allowed to have. And so I think that my entire academic career is a sham.
And then, did you see that flash of light?
What flash of light?
Never mind.
Well, elaborate, please.
I just saw a flash of light.
Okay.
I think I had a stroke.
Oh, I'm not in the same location as you. You know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit, that's right.
The internet's weird. I don't know. Yeah, that doesn't account for how awesome I was at humanities, but I don't know. I retroactively feel bad about my
everything.
Behavior. Yeah, about most everything. I don't know. Then you would play Tetris Attack on it, and then everything would be fine. And then you would use that little cable to trade games. It was a simpler time. Now all these kids are Snapchatting pictures of the inside of their anus to people. It's like, hey, it's how they handshake. It's how they shake hands now.
I actually just had a photo shoot.
It's okay. So this is three episodes where you referenced your medical procedure.
Where I'm paying someone with a college degree to ream me.
It's like a video game. It's like a video game. They control it with a joystick.
And the pounding continues.
Yeah.
Episode number 123 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
Your name is?
Chris.
My name is Cole. We're here to entertain your asses and also get all up ins and take pictures. I don't know.
That's how it be.
Yeah, that's how it is. Chris, tell me a story.
All right. How do I want to start this?
I think you know. Deep down inside you, it's been there all along.
According to one man who willingly caught the virus, hundreds of men in the UK are meeting on online forums, Facebook, and Twitter, trying to catch HIV.
Oh, yeah, bug chasers, gift givers.
Oh, God. You know about this.
You don't know about it?
I don't.
This is like, this is like a sophomore level internet weirdness. It's like seventh grade. You sit down, you take the proficiency test, and they teach you about bug chasers.
Toll Booth Willie was here.
Toll Booth Willie. Oh man, he would ride the turnpikes. You see, headed up and down, giving his gift to whoever would ask for it, even some people who wouldn't.
HIV, Jimmy. Even on the sunniest day, he wouldn't wear a hat.
But for people who don't know what bug chasers and gift givers are, why don't you illuminate?
They are people who want to meet people who have HIV and have sex with them for the thrill of will I or won't I get it.
So it's like Russian roulette.
Yeah. Some of the men who get it say that they, quote, feel fit as a fiddle. Feel full of energy and healthier as a result of being on my medication.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my understanding of it was that people who were engaging in high-risk lifestyles, you know, homosexuals and drug users and, you know, et cetera, they were tired of having the specter of HIV and AIDS hanging over them. So they just wanted to, you know, hit up Craigslist and be all like, okay, I want to just do it and get it out of the way so that I can just, okay, I have this now and I can manage it, as opposed to not, you know, not knowing if that loaded gun was pointed at their head.
I mean, listen to this. This is how horrible you should feel for not having HIV. These are the, this is how much God loves certain people. Nick, in this article, who contracted HIV in 2011, joined a website of men looking for this 2 years ago. He claims he has had unprotected sex with more than 1,000 men in a quest, including many he knew were HIV positive.
Jesus.
When Nick was first diagnosed, he wrote on Facebook, tested positive on the 21st of September and totally loving it. Want to share with any chasers?
Jesus.
CD4 is 971, VL is 100,000, nice and toxic.
Nice and toxic. Oh yeah, that's right. They refer to their man junk as toxic. Like, hop up on this toxic, yeah. CD4 toxic dick.
CD4 refers to the white blood cell count, while VL is the viral load, pun intended.
Jesus.
Yeah, 100,000 is extremely high.
So, okay, so I can think of two parallels here, which is like, you know, like a couple that's trying to get pregnant, you know, and they don't, you know, they're not over in Pakistan, so they can't get onto a game show and get a kid given to them, right? And so, like, oh, we're trying and trying and trying, we've done it, we just can't get it. Like, this guy's just out there just doing everything that he can to get this, but he just won't get it. So it's like having his own little, I was about to say AIDS baby, but that seems weird.
All I can think of is a video of a bunch of gay dudes just ramming into each other randomly in a field that's just like engulfed with fireflies.
Why?
Bug chasing.
Yeah. So, but then I try and humanize it and relate it to myself, which is like, I'm terrified of my house burning down. You know, like, oh, did I leave the stove or the oven on? You know, I was cooking last night. It's the middle of the night. I better go check. Right. It's kind of like, I'm so tired of just being afraid that I'm going to wake up engulfed in flames, so I'm just going to burn something to feel in control.
It's a Sedaris book.
When you're engulfed in flames?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that what that's about?
No.
Oh. Hmm. I don't know. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's real disturbing, especially when you dive into the forums, as I've done.
I don't know why.
You know, you just, you're curious, right?
I'm not.
Well, you found the story, but I found it before.
Evidently, you're HIV curious.
It's HIV is a lifestyle, Chris. At this point, I feel compelled to say, if you or anybody that you know has been touched by HIV and they weren't seeking it, then I'm incredibly sorry. It sucks, just like every disease sucks. Okay, bases are covered, right? That makes me a good person again. Chris,
yeah,
you're the only person here who can say yes to me on that. So
no, I just think that everybody who has HIV should have a tattoo that's a capital H to the power of four.
Why to the power of four?
Think about it. It's a Roman numeral joke.
Ah, okay. No, but to the power of four implies a superscript four, which would just be H4. Hmm. No, so I get it. I just think that it's based on a flawed premise. You know what? Let's just put that up on the whiteboard. We'll come back to it. We'll workshop it.
I don't like having you.
Mm. Chris, I have a question for you. How many cups of coffee do you drink in a day?
One.
One?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do two. I make one before I go to work, and then I have one right after lunch. Okay?
Yeah. Does the coffee enema count?
Okay, then
coffee cake.
Make my number 5.
11?
5. I can't poop unless I have coffee up in there. Oh, man. So yeah, we're both coffee drinkers. I do an AeroPress. It's good fun. And good news for anybody else who drinks coffee, because men and women who drink caffeinated beverage, specifically coffee because of the antioxidants or whatever, they reduce their risk of suicide by 50%.
Nice.
Yeah. This is similar to how common antidepressants act on the central nervous system. Yeah. So they just went in there and they're just kind of like, yeah, drinking coffee releases a cocktail of neurotransmitters and chemicals, dopamine, serotonin, all of that good stuff, noradrenaline. And puts it in there, and then it kind of like keeps those levels up. Whereas a lack of those things, dopamine and serotonin and noradrenaline, causes somebody to be depressed and then just straight up fucking kill themselves. Just end it. Go out into a snowy field and then just let her rip. Let the crows claim you. Yeah. So yeah. And it's like a big study. They study 200,000 men and women over the course of 20 years. 277 of them killed themselves, and all of them consumed less coffee. Yeah.
Let her rip. Hang 10. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes.
Lance be champion of the world. Clark W. Griswold Jr.
Oh, man. Real tomato ketchup?
Nothing but the best.
You think you hate it now? Wait till you live it.
Metallic Pete.
Fix the Newell post, and by Newell post, I mean my life, my head, because I cut it off with a chainsaw.
Don't think unnatural thoughts about your cousin.
Do you have asteroids? No, but my dad had them something fierce, so bad that he hung himself. Can you see the line, Russ? No? Oh, well, what's it matter? I'm on my way out anyway.
God damn it, where's the Tylenol?
By which I mean a whole bottle. Well, God damn it, where's the whole bottle of Tylenol?
Helen, are you smoking again?
Is it one of those exploding cigars that Bugs Bunny would give Elmer Fudd?
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. Oh, God.
Barry String waited his whole life
A dead person breathed on me, and that person was me after I killed myself. Whoops. I can keep going. We can just keep recontextualizing vacation quotes as suicide notes. Continue. Sorry.
I want my boss, Frank Shirley, right here with a big fat bow on his head.
Rigged up to an elaborate machine that is designed to end it. For me, not for him. He's a beautiful man.
Right in the lumberyard, Danny. Barry Strain waited his whole life to get one thing, and that one thing killed him. 59-year-old wanted a motorcycle for the last 44 years, but his wife, Pam, was never too keen on the idea. After his retirement, Barry convinced his wife to let him go to the dealership and pick out a shiny 2013 model. The pair drove to the dealership and parted ways while Pam looked at a quilt. They said they would meet each other at a nearby casino. Sadly, Bill did not make it. He lost control of the motorcycle a mere 3 miles from the dealership. It crashed into a tractor, tractor trailer and killed him instantly. His helmet flew off and police found his body underneath the semi.
Jesus. Huh.
His last fake Facebook post was a picture of the motorcycle with 44 years. Finally got one. At least he bought the helmet.
Yeah, at least. It shows it wasn't premeditated. I've had this.
I wonder if they sell farms at that dealership.
That's pretty good. You're smiling over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. No, no. So I've had this concept in mind for like a coffee table book or, you know, some kind of bathroom reader of death toots, which is the last tweets or Facebook posts of people who die. You know, you throw in a couple of celebrities.
Don't you dare,
right?
Put that out there, Cole.
What do you mean?
Do not put this out. This is a good idea.
It is a good idea. That's why. That's why I had it.
Don't put it out though.
Why?
Do it.
Make a blog of it. That's incredibly morbid. I would never do it.
You should.
No. But you take what's his name from Jackass? His last Facebook post or toot was him drinking some beer. With his buddies before he, you know, before he wrapped his car around a tree at 70 miles per hour.
Cole,
yeah,
you need to do it.
I don't have the means to do it.
Sure you do. What do you need?
I don't know. Like an internet connection. It's all weird.
Crowdsource it.
It's all fucked.
Make a weblog.
It's a Tumblr. I'm busy contributing to Spooky Skeleton Picks. Yeah. No. But it's a good idea, right?
It's your future,
man. But yeah, no death toots. Just ephemera, like, you know, just somebody named Weed Lord Boner Hitler saying, "Hope this goes well," and then just pair their last tweet with their obituary. Yeah. Weed Lord Boner Hitler. Oh man, devoured by bees.
Bee beards are terrifying.
Yeah, you know how they do that, right?
Pheromones?
Yep, pheromones. They put them on there. And so it's bees that are all like horned up because they think that your face is there for fucking.
Which explains why they don't sting.
Yeah, that's why it causes their stingers to retract and their loving appendages to extend.
Bees with blue balls.
Well, no, it's only the lady bees. So they don't have blues. They don't have balls, rather. They've got the blues because they're effectively sterile. Bees are fascinating. Next time you're in town, I'll take you to my apiarist.
Nice.
Yeah, he's an ape. that was a dumb joke. Chris, I want to give a warning. It's the summertime. You know, it's August or so, and people are out there doing their vacations and headed to beaches, things like that. But you know, as always, there are things to worry about. The cicadas didn't really end up being a thing, so we don't have that to worry about right now. There's always the ever present.
Do we miscount years?
I think no. I think that the environment's like shit, so they didn't come out.
Mm.
So we didn't get the cicadas as bad as we want to. But our good old friend bacteria are here to ruin the day. Okay.
Three more years of warming.
Yes. Yes. Up in Scituate, Massachusetts, 4 beaches have been closed because of the presence of E. coli bacteria in the water.
Oh, no.
Yeah. In the middle of summer tourism season. People are getting like wicked sick. I'm sorry. It's Massachusetts. Wicked sick, from the water, which means that like some kind of like sewer main blew up and it put a bunch of shit in the water. So my recommendation is never go into any body of water ever.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, you get a cut. You cut yourself on a seashell. You get some kind of a protozoa in there. Next thing you know, you have no arms and you're talking through a box because your jaw's all rotted off. It's fucked.
I got sliced by seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. No, you're done for. Like the smallest little thing. Just stay inside for the love of God. We value you. We think that you're a beautiful person. We want you to live life as fully as possible. So do not expose yourself to these dangers.
Hermit? No, more like the mighty cicada.
Just keep buried in. Just keep burrowed. Most of the cicada's life, for 16 years, 16 years, 11 months, and 2 weeks of their entire life cycle, they're living as larvae underneath the ground, living a full life, just kind of running around and being happy. And they only climb up and grow their wings in order to fucking then die. Basically, what we see when they rise from the ground is a temporary form that they are taking specifically to engage in some kind of fury of fornication in order to find some kind of mate to spread their seed. It's crazy. Don't spread your wings. Don't climb out from above ground. Don't seek the company of others, because that just means that you're going to end it. It's done. We're done. It's all done. Stay down there. Stay down. Chris, I see you poking your head up. Stay down. Yeah, so the beaches are toxic. Don't go there. Do you have a story?
An unnamed man admitted himself to a hospital in China after getting a living eel stuck inside him. After watching it done in a porn scene, he inserted a 20-inch eel into his anus.
Oh, no. Was it face first or was it tail first? This is really important.
It's not like cooking a lobster.
You can't just throw it in the pot and see what happens.
Mm-hmm. He underwent surgery to get the live eel out of his body. The eel was alive when removed, but died shortly after being extracted from the man's body.
What's he think it's going to do?
I don't know.
It's like if you got yourself buried in some kind of like gigantic steak monster. It's kind of like, okay, I don't have a way to get out because he keeps cramming me in, so I just got to eat. You shove an eel up your ass, it's going to gnaw its way until it sees daylight.
I don't think they're that vicious, are they?
Like if it's a moray eel, yeah.
Mm. Oh yeah, those will bite your hand off.
Yeah,
or worse.
It's crazy. You put a snapping turtle up there, you're asking for trouble. See that's funny because asking has two S's.
An anus broken snapping turtle.
Oh, not to mention that sucks for the eel.
What about a well trained eel?
That's a shitty way to die.
Blow the whistle twice, he swims in figure eights.
Jesus. Man. I don't know. None of my stories are real winners. Really dry pre-pro this week.
It was bad.
Yeah, it's rough. I don't know. It's kind of tough.
Did you see the picture of the Greek child that was born with the amniotic sac still intact?
Oh, it's a real life bubble baby, right?
Did you see the picture of it?
No.
Dude, it's almost too much to comprehend.
That's probably why I didn't seek it out. I don't know. We used to have a place for those people. right between Barnum and Bailey.
It was called Demolition Man.
You know, Wesley Snipes, he's in prison, right?
Tax evasion.
He's been in prison for like 10 years. That's crazy, right? Did they put him in there to make an example for all the celebrities? Like saying like, hey, you know what? You're going to do 3 Blade movies and then we're going to put you in the clink.
Give us the trench coat.
Yeah. Steven Dorff, he wants the bills due.
You could talk about this one for a while.
Was that Steven Dorff or Christian Slater? No, Steven Dorff in the first one, yeah.
Dolph Lundgren.
It was Dolph Lundgren. Oh, no, Dolph Lundgren played the old. So Steven Dorff played a young Dolph Lundgren. There we are.
The working title for American Pickers was White Men Collect Junk.
That's pretty good. What can I talk about for a while?
Yeah. McDonald's has a new budgeting tool for its employees.
Oh, fuck. This is actually like edging into things that I could like genuinely get upset about.
It's called the Practical Money Skills for Life. The site partnered with Visa.
Oh God, Chris, you are opening up like a whole world of shit. I hope that you know that.
It's supposed to help these low wage workers learn how to manage their money.
Okay.
Yeah, the average worker makes $8.25 an hour.
Bullshit.
For example, the sample budget journal suggests workers have a second job. And even budget's only $20 per month for health insurance.
Yeah,
the average cost for an independent individual plan is $2.15 a month.
Mm-hmm.
The company's own plan for full-time workers is $14 a week. And in this budget, it makes no account exactly $0 for heating.
That's fucked. Oh, and it also treats food as incidental spending. Like there's no line item budget for food. Like
no, not so much.
No, nope.
It includes $150 car payment, a $600 mortgage, $800 worth of monthly spending money is left over. So apparently, the groceries, car maintenance, gasoline, copays, medical expenses, and any number of other things are not allowed for in the budget.
And it also assumes that that it's $600 for rent.
You can have almost anything you want as long as you plan ahead to save for it.
Yeah. No. Not when you assume that your workers are going to work 74 total hours per week, let alone that people in a part-time job like that. Like, okay, so say you're working at McDonald's and then you moonlight at Best Buy or something. That's just an example. Your hours change every single week. So you go to you go to McDonald's and you say, hey, I can't work, you know, XYZ on these days, you know, because well, you're not too loyal, so we're going to cut your hours.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. This budget assumes that you're going to make almost as much from your second job as you will from the first job.
Yes.
Yeah. $0 for heating. It's so infuriating. So, like, predictably, I'm going to be, like, all upset about this and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, we should have a, you know, safety net. You know, a higher general living wage can only be good for people because the economy can't work if people aren't spending money, blah, blah, blah. The increased economic movement would just, you know, would outweigh any additional expense. You know, I can pay an extra 20 cents for a 10-piece nugget if it means that, you know, the millions of people employed by McDonald's are going to be able to eat, all this kind of stuff. Like, so predictably I'm going to say all this, but I need to ask just in general, if upon looking at this, and this was done with Visa because they're trying to sell like prepaid cards, which have like fees and shit attached to them. So like they wouldn't have done this if there wasn't mutual gain to be had there, right? Like, hey, put your, you know, paycheck onto our cards and we'll, you know, XYZ. I need to ask, like, It's baffling that there hasn't been like a violent uprising if this is the way that these, oh God, It's baffling that people were not more upset about this.
Why?
Because it's fucked.
These jobs have existed forever.
They've existed.
There have always been occupations that didn't pay a living wage.
Oh yeah, but that's like ridiculous.
So why are we mad now?
Really, just because it's hubris. It's coming out. It's them coming out and saying like, "Hey, you know what? We alone won't pay you enough, you know, to live and to support." Like, none of this says like, "Hey, food for a family." Like, this is a budget for somebody who is living in a cell and has no like life outside of going to the company store. Basically, this is like two steps away from like company scrip. You know,
company what?
Company scrip, like the Tennis Hearing Four, the 16 tons. You know, the company store. It's
Ebonics?
it's like if Walmart had had apartments that were like put up, you know, right next to it, and be like, okay, you can take your that's something that Walmart did actually, specifically in locations in Mexico. They're like, okay, you can only take your paycheck and Walmart gift cards. And then you have to go through a bunch of like, you have to go through a bunch of hoops in order to get actual tender that can be spent in places other than the place where you work. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Where else do you need to go?
You know, maybe if you need to say go to a doctor, or if you're trying to pay rent, or if you're trying to basically do anything. You know, I don't spend all of my money on consumables. There are other things. In life, besides what you can buy at Walmart. Yeah, none of this is funny. And so, like, when I was saying, oh, you're opening up a world of shit, that's...
No, it's good to hear passion.
Yeah, it just bugs me because, like, I remember being in a situation where I was working for a big company as, you know, somebody who was just barely above minimum wage. Minimum wage rose in my existing, and the wage that I was at didn't raise to be above that. So even though I'd been with the company for several years at that point, it was kind of like, oh, you're making minimum wage now because minimum wage jumped up to meet where you were at. And it's like, well, that fucking sucks. And be like, oh, we have to cut your hours too, blah, blah, blah. It's like, that is no way for any one person to live, I don't think.
Okay, now we're going to talk about something I'm passionate about.
Okay.
LA City Council this week approved a plan to build 2 skyscrapers and a 1 million-square-foot office, hotel, and retail space, even after the head of the California Geological Survey warned that the Hollywood Fault goes right through the proposed site.
Called it the San Andreas Towers.
Okay.
Okay.
I will not give you money. I will not shed a tear if you live below sea level and you drown. If you live in a mobile home in a place where there's naders.
But like, what if
you
like,
don't build your house on springs and you live where there's earthquakes? I don't care.
Yeah.
You chose it.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get out. Walk.
I'm gonna build my house on the side of a hilltop, you know, in a place that is prone to mudslides.
Yeah. Last time I checked, being poor doesn't keep you from walking.
It's not even like it's not a matter of being poor.
Well, that's what they say. That's the argument. Well, I can't leave the Fifth Ward because I'm poor. Well, walk.
Yeah, but like you can't
you
walk
save
with
up all your Walmart gift card paychecks. You know there's going to be one like at the next time you stop walking.
Yeah, you can't walk with all of your possessions on your back though.
Why would you're poor? You don't have any.
Well, you have some level like aside from the clothes on your back. So that argument only applies to homeless people who have their bindles. Everything, but if you're like a working mom who has like 4 kids, you can't just walk and find a place to be. And at that point, you're a refugee, and who would take you in? You know,
somebody on high ground.
Yeah. So I don't know. This is conflating it. These people, I hope that they're paying out the nose for insurance because they're building a multi. Like there are no skyscrapers in LA for a reason.
Not. Well, soon.
Yeah, I guess
there will be. I just don't. I don't.
No, you're right. I just think that right now we can reserve sympathy. Like this seems upsetting because it puts like their hubris is putting more people in danger. Right?
No, they're quoted as saying, "We have done actual subsurface physical investigations and tests, which are far more superior to maps based on conjecture like the ones that the city has used." They say, quote, "It is not in our interest to develop a project without addressing any and all seismic concerns."
Yeah. Who can find fault in that? Wait for it.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Yeah. I don't know. We talked about Syria stuff and it bummed me out.
Sorry.
It's all right. Let's see here. So we remember in 2009 when Captain Chesley Sullenberger crashed his plane because he managed to fly into a couple of birds, right?
Yes.
Yeah, dropped it into the ocean, and you know, if you're gonna climb into a big aluminum tube and fly a couple of miles up in the air, I have no sympathy if you're gonna land in the water because of a bird. Okay.
Bird in the engine, eyes go cross. Crash in a river, straight again. I don't know.
That's pretty good. Just down there hawking on a bone. Huh. But did you know that even the lesser of God's flying creatures can cause a flight to go awry?
Bees. Right?
Bees! They're everywhere. I'm allergic to bees. Are you? Yeah, I'm allergic. That's Tommy Boy, you see. That's another funny movie, along with the vacation movies. Oh, you might have seen it. It's on Netflix streaming. U.S. Airways Express flight was delayed for 3 hours because a swarm of bees kept crews from rolling the plane to the gate. We can't do it because they're bees. Oh man!
In an orange jumpsuit, shadow boxing,
just running around like a couple of evangelical preachers, just swinging their arms about. Yeah, no. If only Apiarist Ape was there to help them out. See, you knew he'd come back. This character. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 79 passengers and 4 crew members aboard the flight left. Their plans were messed up. Yeah. None of the bees got inside the cabin and no injuries were reported.
Well, there's a happy ending.
Yeah. I don't know.
Bees, I assume it was a flight from Asia.
Bees still freak me out. Why do you assume Asia?
Because it had a happy ending.
That's dumb.
You're dumb.
You're dumb. Bees still freak me out. I don't like them.
They're interesting.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely an interesting area of study. However... Yeah, they pose a realistic threat, so it's really hard to. They can hurt you. It's like one of the few things that exist specifically to hurt you. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Okay. Do you have a story?
I guess.
Okay.
Woman in China somehow managed to get trapped within the walls of an apartment building while trying to take a shortcut home. The residents of the apartment complex ignored the woman's calls for help, thinking that her cries were from a ghost.
See, ghosts are extinct over here, but much like the common pigeon, they are a vermin and nuisance in China.
They have a much longer history. They have a higher population.
Yeah, you have a ghost... There's less room in Chinese heaven because of all of
that's the only logical step.
Yeah. I mean,
like brain thought pattern wise.
Yeah.
What's that? Oh, it's a ghost.
Yeah. Oh, man.
She was stuck in there for 7 hours.
Oh, man. Was this was she like running across a roof and fell down?
No, was, I don't know. She was trying to squeeze between and just kind of melded into the wall.
It is vaguely like a horror story though, like something that inhabits. Like that's probably the closest thing that we've gotten to an actual haunting.
If you scream help through a brick wall on the other side, it sounds like
It's probably the closest thing you'd actually get to the haunting to a haunting in the material world. Think about it. You have an angered entity who is trapped there and can't get out, even though it wants to, and it is trying to get your attention in order to seek restitution for what went wrong.
And she's a material girl.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Cole, what can they do?
Well, if they would like to see more of us, it's duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids. There they can find iTunes, ratings, reviews, subscriptions, blah, blah, blah. Tell a friend. We really appreciate it. If you want to contribute to the conversation, facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. And also duckfeed.tv/tipjar to help keep the lights on. Is there anything else that I missed, Chris?
No, you got it.
Record time. Sorry, America.
Sorry.